107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have an amazing event that's coming up in August. Joining us with the details in studio from the radio station, we've got Dave Elliott here. And joining us with Stratford Festival Senior Director of Marketing and Audience Development, Michael Adams is here. So you know this is going to be a big event. Welcome to both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jamie.
All right, Michael, let's start with you. This has been a tradition, if you will, with Stratford Festival for this community event. And now we've partnered with the radio station. But give us some background on this amazing event.
Sure thing. Yeah, so last year we decided to hold a family fun day in conjunction with the BIA. They were having their 50th anniversary. We wanted to give something back to the local community to make sure that people locally knew that we appreciate them. And we also wanted to position from a tourism marketing point of view the point that Stratford is actually a really great location for families in summer. There's so much going on in the city itself. And from a point of view of kind of hub and spoke tourism, you can base yourself in Stratford and then move out of the city to the lakes, and there's so much to do for families. So it was about kind of giving us something that we could hook people on so that they'd understand this is a great place for kids and families in summer.
And what a great idea for a community event, again, celebrating a Stratford Festival. And how did the last event go? It was a big success.
It was a big success, yeah. We started with a thunderstorm, unfortunately. It was in the middle of August, but then it cleared and it was a beautiful day and it was absolutely packed. So we were really delighted with how locals came out to support this event. It was for them. And we heard from a lot of people saying that it was great that it was a free event and that there were things to do for kids between sort of 3 and 10, because often that's sort of a bit of a gap in the market of free events for young families like that.
That's great, again, with Stratford Festival. So it's back, and it's bigger and better than ever, you can say.
It is. It is big and back and better than ever, and I think Dave is keen to tell you about how that is.
We've got an amazing partnership going on here, Dave.
Yeah, very excited. We've been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work, so very excited to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, and announce our event. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of celebrating for the 100 years of CJCS, talking with former employees and our 100 days of giveaways, but you can't really celebrate a big anniversary without having a bash, and we're having a big party. It's going to be the CJCS Centennial Family Fair in Market Square, so mark your calendars. It's going to be Saturday, August 24th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Stratford Market Square, and we've got so much planned. Really looking forward to it. I have to give a shout out to the Stratford Festival because we couldn't do this without them. We've got musical performances. We've got Hannah Thomas performing. We've got Steve Ray performing, which is a nice nod to the CJCS past, a friend of yours and mine, Jamie, and former owner of CJCS. And Dana Manning is performing, so we're really excited to get her on board because she's got such a busy schedule. So musical performances. We've got the Ultimates Animal Actors Show, Cirque Smith Ariel Art Show. We've got the Cozy Can Retro Photo Booth, Fancy Expressions Face Painting. Stratford Public Library will be there doing crafts. We've got the Orr Insurance Fire Truck. And of course, you couldn't have a big party without food. So we've got food trucks there. Features Barbecue is bringing their giant smoker. Ken's French Fries, a staple of Stratford. Richard Kneider will be there with Simple Dreams, scooping ice cream. We've got games, the Linton Window and Door Prize Wheel, Zaire's Cupcakes. It's just going to be an incredible event. And we're really excited to partner with the Stratford Festival to bring this community event together that's free, inclusive, and open to everyone.
Oh, fantastic. So again, we'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But as Dave and Michael are mentioning, it's going to be arriving. It's the Centennial Family Fair at Market Square in partnership with Stratford Festival Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM, celebrating our 100 years. This is a free admission event for Saturday, August 24th, 11 a.m. through till 3 p.m. again at Stratford Market Square. And to Michael, again, with Stratford Festival, we couldn't put on an event without the help of Stratford Festival.
Yeah, and putting on events is what we do best. It's our business, and we love to see people out and having fun. That's what performance and events are all about. So we're delighted to be partnering with CJCS on this, because it's what better way to celebrate families in the city than to throw a party and have an event, which is what we love doing.
And it's a great community event. We so look forward to it. In the meantime, my gosh, the Stratford Festival season well underway, and just great to see the crowds back in Stratford. Great to see a full season with Stratford Festivals and the musicals, La Cage and Something Rotten, big hits.
Yeah, they absolutely are. just absolutely incredible shows. We pulled out all the stops for both of those musicals, and you can certainly see it with the crazy, over-the-top, irreverent fun of Something Rotten. But also the family show, talking about families, Wendy and Peter Pan, which has just opened and is on August the 24th, so you can come along to Family Fun Fair and then head on over to Wendy and Peter Pan. That's also just a really beautiful show, and it just shows that the Stratford Festival really programs things for everybody. We have something for everybody because we want to be festive, and it's got to be a festive feast for people.
Absolutely. So again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website again for ticket information for the season, and then the Me and Form events this year have been terrific.
They have, yeah, and we just kicked off this past weekend with the Pride events, which went really well, and quite a number of those forum events, as we've been building that up, have now started to sell out. So it's one to, if it's on your calendar, it's one to make sure that you book into early, particularly the ones like the deep dive into the season, or the ones where we might be working with some other media partners like the New York Times with their theatre critic coming in to meet that person and hear them talk about stuff too.
All right, Dave Elliott here with CJCS. Dave, we're looking forward to this. This is exciting, our Centennial Family Fair, the big event for this summertime.
Yeah, no, looking so forward to this, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to Kelly Baird. The festival brought her on board to help plan this event, and a lot of people might be familiar with her just with the Stonetown Heritage Festival, and she's just attention to detail and helped us pull this all together as well. So I'm very appreciative of the support of the Stratford Festival, and mark your calendars, August 24th. It should be a great day. Come one, come all.
You bet. Again, details at mystratfordnow.com and stratfordfestival.ca. Dave Elliott and Michael Adams, thank you so much for all the information. We look forward to this event. It's going to be awesome.
Great. Thanks for having us in.